Welcome to another episode of the Leaders in Education podcast, the official podcast for the Charlevoix-Emmett Intermediate School District, featuring voices in education. Today, I am pleased to be talking with Matt Hamilton, East Jordan teacher, shoe club advisor, and 2024 recipient of the Educational Excellence Award for the Michigan Education Association. We're also talking to some students who are part of the East Jordan Shoe Club. I wonder if we could ask each of them to introduce themselves and perhaps include your name and grade.
My name is Peter Brower, and I'm in seventh grade.
My name is Alexander Thumser. I'm a high school mentor in the 12th grade.
My name is Caitlin Burris, and I'm in seventh grade.
My name is Hannah Wyman, and I'm in seventh grade.
My name is Natalie Loy, and I'm in seventh grade.
So this is the second time that the East Jordan Shoe Club has been featured on CHARM's podcast. I'd like to start by asking the students to tell our listeners about the Shoe Club, what it is, how students can get involved, and any current projects you're working on.
To get into the Shoe Club, all 7th graders have to, or not all 7th graders, but the ones who want to join, have to read the book Value Up and write a one-page essay about it. And after you write that, you write down 10 of your life goals, starting with I can. The 8th graders have to do 12 hours of community service and create a dream board showing them, making it to resemble what they want to do in life, and just so they have a visual thing to look at.
Very cool.
All 7th and 8th graders are able to join.
So the shoe club's goals, like what we do, is dreaming big, setting goals, working hard, and giving back, which is what we're doing with the Honor and Service Project.
Very cool.
And we call it the Shoe Club, too, because it's all about walking each other's shoes and valuing ourselves and valuing others.
So, like Natalie said a minute ago, this year's project for the Shoe Club is the Honor and Service Project. Every year, the Shoe Club goes and we try to give back to the community through a large project. It involves fundraising. All of the middle school students get involved. This year's Honor and Service Project, we are raising money for the invasion of Gar Park through the American Legion. We are going to be doing, releasing a book soon titled Honor and Service. It will be containing stories and interviews from our local veterans here and around East Jordan. Among that, there's leadership lessons for the middle schoolers in the Shoe Club. I'm sure you'll hear more about that in a second from my associate.
We have, like Alex said, been going to monthly leadership lessons about things like gallantry and sacrifice.
So this year's project is EJ Honor Service. Just to recap, that is our goal is to raise $163,000. And a large part of that's going towards enhancing Gar Park, downtown East Jordan. It's just a park to honor our local veterans. And we're working right alongside the American Legion. Those guys have been great working with them. And we're also, you know, like Alex said, writing a book about stories of service, which
that's
is
cool.
Yeah, we just published it last week. We'll have it in our hands next week, and it's 300 pages.
Wow.
All of, you know, it's sharing local veterans' stories. And then the Shoe Club members all wrote an essay about, like a reflection essay about what does honor and service mean to them and how this project has impacted them. And it is incredible, absolutely incredible. And we're also at the end of the year taking a trip to Gettysburg.
Oh, wow. So, it's incredible how much stuff you're doing.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. Kids are doing a great job.
Okay, since our last conversation, you've added a few shoes to the collection. I wonder if you can tell us about the new celebrities that are in the room.
One of the new shoes we've gotten are Bruce Springsteen, a songwriter and singer. I'm a fan of his. And another pair of shoes we've gotten is Fred Hayes's. He's an Apollo 13 astronaut.
We also got Barbara Streisand's shoe, and she's an amazing singer and actress.
And about 2 weeks ago, we got Lieutenant Colonel DiDomoso's shoe. He was a lieutenant colonel in the Battle of Black Hawk Down. And we got the privilege and honor to video call him in class, and we just talked about his experience there and how to be a leader, what it takes to be a leader, and how important it is to become a leader and how it impacts everybody around you.
Great.
We also recently got Gordon Ramsay's shoes, which
the chef,
he especially taught us that it is possible to make something out of nothing. A lot of these people did grow up really poor, and hearing all of their stories is really inspiring, and you can learn a lot from them.
Excellent.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of shoes this year. We've got an amazing support. Oprah Winfrey just sent us a pair of her shoes just a few weeks ago. One of my favorite shoes this year is from Michaela Schifrin, who was last year's 2023 the ESPY Female Athlete of the Year. Mm-hmm. She's the world champion skier. She's just an incredible, incredible role model in a lot of different areas. But she sent us a pair of ski boots that she won a world championship in.
It's
incredible. We also got, at the beginning of the year, we got Tinker Hatfield. You probably don't have never heard of Tinker Hatfield.
Well, of course I've heard of him.
You have never heard of you. Most people have never heard of Tinker Hatfield, unless you're, if you're a sneakerhead, you've heard of Tinker Hatfield, because you see his work everywhere. Every day you see his work, because he's designed most of the Air Jordans.
Oh, okay.
And then he designed the Air Max. And so Phil Knight, the founder of Nike, credited Tinker Hatfield for saving Nike and keeping Jordan around. And so we had a pair of his shoes sent to us this year. Or he sent a pair of his shoes, which is super cool.
So I personally think what's really cool about the shoes in the room is that each of the people that they belonged to embodied what makes the shoe club. Like, you know, dreaming big, working hard, setting goals. They all had to work really hard to get to where they are. And I think that is what we're striving to teach here at the shoe club.
So I've got to ask, though, how do you decide who to ask for their shoes? I mean, do you just randomly pull names out of a hat, or does it just come up in conversation? I mean, how does that go down?
I think there's no set structure to it. Sometimes the kids just say,
yeah,
Mr. Hamilton, can you get me this person's shoes, or can you get this person's shoes? And then I usually say, who is that? And then they explain who they are, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, that's an incredible person. Or I'll be watching television, CBS this morning or whatever it is, and somebody will come across and it'll just be like, wow, that's just a really cool person with a really, usually it's the structure is they have to be known on a national stage, so it has to be, you know, nationally or globally. They've got to live out the values of the shoe club. They've got to dream big, set goals, work hard, and give back. So that's the structure of who we get, and when we find those people, we go after them, and then it's just a matter of sending emails and you know, making phone calls, and you know, and Mr. Haynes, you've turned me on to one, you know, Eddie the Eagle, and you know, between the two of us, we keep reaching out and keep contacting them. It's a process, you know. These are very busy people, so it usually takes, you know, months and months, and sometimes years to get shoes from these.
I was going to ask that. I mean, are they usually open to it, or are they sometimes wondering what the purpose is behind asking the question? Or
it's a good, you know, I talked to Martha Stewart's assistant a couple months ago, and she was very leery about this whole idea. And then I sent her a video, and I emailed her a couple times, and I just had a great conversation with her a couple weeks ago, and she said she's going to bring it to Martha. And so that's a good, but you know, like Oprah Winfrey, it's took me about 5 years of,
oh goodness, yeah,
contacting this person to this person, and you got to find the right person to contact, and that usually takes some time and effort. It's not very, you know, people just think you just write an email or
Right. Send
a letter, but it's usually hours and hours of research and contacting people, and you get turned down quite a bit, but if I don't get a no, then I keep going at it, and
Sure. Perseverance
is key.
Okay. So who's on your list now? Next, I mean, are you already reaching out to some folks asking for shoes?
It's a constant, all the time journey, contacting people and reaching out and collecting shoes. So just on my list that I've reached out to people that have said, yes, we'll send you a pair of shoes, and we're just waiting, is, you know, Jane Goodall has agreed to send us a pair of her moccasins. Neil Diamond is sending us a pair of his shoes. Malala Yousafzai, who's a Nobel Peace Prize winner. I'm sure a lot of the listeners probably read her book, just an amazing young woman. She's going to send us a pair of shoes. Rod Stewart. We have Messi, the greatest soccer player of ever, and probably the most recognizable athlete in the world, has agreed to send us a pair of his shoes. One of the cool, actually, just yesterday, I've been emailing this guy for 3 months and finally got a response just yesterday. Roberto Canessa, he was on that, if you've, that famous, I think it was 1972, that airplane that went down in the Andes Mountains, and those guys survived for 2 months living in the mountains during the winter time. And then it was Roberto Canessa and one of his other buddies that decided to walk out. They walked 10 days through the mountains to get help. And so, you know, he's speaking in Mexico for the next couple of weeks. So he says, when I get back, I'll send you a pair of my shoes. So, yeah, we have some really cool shoes that have already been, you know, and again, it's a process, and it's, these guys are super busy people. So, but some of the people that, you know, I'm reaching out to because the kids are really excited, you know, Taylor Swift, I reached out about 17 different people trying to find somebody that will reach, you know, contact me back. I'm in talks with Willie Nelson's people. You know, again, Adam Sandler, I'm in talks with his people. Like, there's, you know, they haven't agreed to anything yet, but just some really cool people that I'm in talks with and working on. But what about you guys? Is there anybody that, off the top of your head, that you're excited about or think we should get?
I've asked you about Takachi Pogacar shoes. He's one of the best cyclists in the world. Mm-hmm. My dad's a big fan of him.
Yep, and I've contacted a couple people in his camp. I haven't heard back yet.
Okay.
I think we should get Caitlin Clark's shoes.
I think for obvious reasons.
Or maybe a basketball.
I think if she sent a basketball with her shoes, that would be
appropriate. Amazing. So you've actually been talking about how the shoes are bigger than the shoes themselves. They represent something that you've learned or that you want to learn. So for the students in the room here, are there any shoes here, the people that sent them, that are particularly inspiring to you?
Yeah. I think it's really exciting that we have Dolly Parton's shoes. I wasn't old enough to be in the shoe club when we got them, but I think it's really great that we have them and I can still see them on the wall.
What lesson or what inspires you about them?
Well, she has a program where she like gives out free books to kids, and I did that when I was a kid. I got a lot of like picture books from her, and I think it's really great that I can remember that.
That's great.
I like the story of Bethany Hamilton, and we have her shoe here, just because she never really gave up. She always kept trying.
Perseverance.
I think, just real quick, I think out of all the shoes, I have personal favorites for different ones, but Anne Bancroft, she's a famous actress, but not that Anne Bancroft. There's another Anne Bancroft who is a famous woman explorer, and she was the first woman to walk across Antarctica. And when I reached out to her, she says, hey, I still have my boots that I walked across Antarctica. And so she sent us her boots that she walked across Antarctica as the first woman, which is just absolutely incredible. I'm like, these should be in a museum somewhere, but we have in our classroom. And that, to me, just represents, again, the shoe club of dreaming big, setting this big, huge goal out, making a dream, and then having to think about it, plan it out, set some goals, and then the effort that it took to walk across Antarctica. And you know, as you read her book, she's got all kinds of stories of, you know, again, perseverance and whatnot that it took. But, and then what she does now, she's got a foundation for supporting young women. And so just, again, every one of these shoes has their own stories, but there's just some incredible people that have done incredible things, and it's exciting and fun to share them with my students.
So true. Okay, so I'd like to turn the attention a little bit to Mr. Hamilton. You just recently were awarded the Educational Excellence Award from the MEA, the Michigan Education Association. How did that come about?
Yeah, it's a great question. There's kind of two, you know, the literal, like, how did it happen, is our EJEA president, Nathan Fleshman, who teaches the middle school science here. He nominated me for that award. So, you know, the way you get it, you have to be nominated by somebody in your local association. And it goes to the state, and they look at all the nominations and whittle it down to one. But I think the bigger thing is, you know, Mr. Fleshman saw that I just have a really heart for kids, and that, you know, I have a student focus. The whole award is about having a student focused education. Mm-hmm. And the shoe club is all about having these real world hands-on projects for kids that gets them involved in the community and puts them in front of real community members. They have a real problem to solve. They have to work extremely hard to solve that problem or that issue or whatever it is. And it's all about excellence. And I'm fully aware I'm not excellent in all areas. And so I've got a great team of people, you know, whether it's my administration here and the fellow teachers, just the community members. We have, you know, Mike Lindley, He's a best-selling author on Amazon, and he's helping us with producing the book. He's been instrumental in that. We have Jeff Nelson, who is a producer director. He's award-winning producer director. He's worked on Home Improvement. He's on Super Bowl commercials. He's got a house here in our community, and he's teamed up with the Shoe Club. And we got Tim Tuohy, who's just a business guru, marketing guy, who had a business in Chicago, working with national brands, sold it, moved up here. And so I've been very fortunate to have a great team of people that has rallied around these kids.
Sure.
And so we have top-notch individuals working with these top-notch kids. And so it's hard not to have an excellent program when you have excellent kids and excellent adults working with them. So all around, it's those individual teams, but just our community at large too, is East Jordan is, I am very lucky, fortunate, blessed to live in such a giving community, supportive community. So yeah, that's how it happened, is I'm a blessed man.
Great. Well said. Okay, so Mr. Hamilton, a few things that people have said about you include things like you have a student-first attitude, your lessons are creative and meaningful, you're kind-hearted and caring, you have the ability to create an inclusive environment, and my personal favorite, you've left an indelible mark on the community. So I'm curious what the students here in the room think of that list. Is there anything that's missing?
That's a great list, but I think that you left out one major thing. He always pushes us to do better.
Oh, great.
And he makes learning really fun.
Now, I always enjoy his classes, and when it comes to talking about sports, he's an MSU fan, and I really like that because I'm an MSU fan too. So whenever we get into a class argument about which school's better, me and him always have to defend MSU, and we normally win in that.
So, wow. That's very cool. Wow. MSU fans for school.
I'm not sure if that's inclusive.
Disagree with that.
But yeah, he's a great teacher, and I'm really glad that I have him as a teacher.
I always look forward to Mr. Hamilton's class at the end of the day, and after a long day, it's really great to hear his jokes, because he always makes me laugh, and he really knows how to cheer someone up.
This is kind of evident in the list that you said earlier, but I think what makes Mr. Hamilton stand out from the rest is his dedication to each student individually. He builds a relationship with every one of us, and it honestly, it makes us enjoy school some more. I'm not gonna lie to you. He's one of my favorite teachers I've had, and I'm almost graduating now at this point. Wow. And I can see the impact he has on the incoming middle schoolers. I can see the long-lasting, he's like friends with everybody.
That's great. I've been talking with 2024 recipient of the Educational Excellence Award and Shoe Club advisor, Matt Hamilton, and several members of the Shoe Club. Mr. Hamilton, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, just as you guys can hear listening to this group of kids here, I am very blessed to work with such a great group of kids. And I also just want to give a shout out to my superintendent, Mr. Stevenson. He's retiring. You know, Mr. Haynes, you were the principal when I started the Shoe Club for the last couple months, and you were very encouraging and supportive of that. And then Mr. Stevenson took over the following year as the principal, and now he's the superintendent. And Mr. Stevenson has been nothing but supportive and encouraging and challenging, and just all around fantastic with the Shoe Club. And you know, we couldn't do a lot of the things we've done, you know, whether it's in school or in the community, without his support. So I just want to definitely make sure that Mr. Stevenson, that he knows that, number one, I'm very appreciative, and that everybody else knows that I'm very appreciative of what he's done for me as a teacher and for the kids here at the school. And then just the community at large. Again, I'll say it again, I can't thank the community of East Jordan for their support for us and what we do. We do a lot of things, and it takes a lot of effort by a lot of people to make great things happen. And East Jordan has a great community of dreamers and doers, and then people with financial ability to support those things. So I just want to definitely make sure people know I appreciate everybody around me.
Okay, now back to the students. Is there anything else that you'd like our listeners to know about the Shoe Club or Mr. Hamilton?
Something about the Shoe Club is I'm really amazed at how many shoes we have and how hard every one of the people that we have worked so hard to get to where they are, and they're really famous people. And
Yeah, and each year we go on an MSU trip. We get to visit the campus and see all the classroom buildings. And this year, I don't know if you've guys done it in the years before, but we went to Brody Hall to have lunch, and we got to talk with some of the East Jordan alumni that attend Michigan State. I forgot his name, but one of the people that we talked to is like one of MSU's new football players.
Yeah, Brady Pretzloff. Who he was in at East Jordan in seventh grade, and he was in the shoe club, and then he transferred schools to Gaylord in high school, and now he's a freshman at Michigan State on their football team.
Yeah, and with the honor and service project, that's what, which is another thing, it opened my eyes to see what our veterans have done and what they've gone through, and it's really helped me view them in a different way, and it like helped my perspective on things.
Shoe Club is a really fun experience, and it really changed my perspective on like the value of myself and others.
I think that the Shoe Club definitely creates a great community, and it changes your perspective and how you look at things, and it definitely teaches you to value others more as well as yourself.
I think the greatest message that the shoes all around the wall, I was just looking around and I was thinking about it, is that all of these goals, these people rose up to the occasion, all of your goals can be attainable if you dream big and you work hard. Then you can do anything.
Well put.
And thank you, Mr. Haynes, for coming in and talking to us and sharing the message of the Shoe Club. And if your listeners are interested in learning more about it, they can visit our website, shoeclub.org. And from that website, they can see our shoe museum. They can see the EJ and Honor Service Project, the video we have that Alex was instrumental in creating. And so, yeah, go to shoeclub.org if you're interested in more information.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Leaders in Education podcast. Please check out our archive for past episodes. And remember, the great thing about learning is that you never have to stop.